teenagers swatted an old man to get his Twitter handle. A doomsday music vault will be built near the North Pole. And a teacher is going to jail for pooping on a gay couple's yard for years. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet where it's hot. A group of teenagers swatted an old man in order to get his Twitter handle. Have you heard of swatting? I've never heard of this. When you send a SWAT team to people's house. Ooh, fun prank, guys. Send that SWAT team. Oh, you got me last year on my birthday when you sent that SWAT team to my house. They kicked in every door. I had such a mess to clean up. Oh, they also shot my Grammy. So here's what happened. A 60-year-old man in Tennessee, he passed away after he was swatted by teenagers. Swatted. A SWAT team sent to his house. Why did the teenagers send a SWAT team to his house? Because they wanted his Twitter handle. I don't know. I guess people need Twitter handles. I thought they were free. not so hard to get. The poor man's name is Mark Herring. And his home in Tennessee was surrounded by armed police a couple of months ago after teenagers reported a fake murder. So they report a fake murder, and apparently a SWAT team hangs out at your house for a little while. Herring was, quote, scared to death, literally scared to death. He died when law enforcement officers swarmed the property with their guns drawn. This is according to his daughter, Karina. The shock caused him to have a massive fatal heart attack. Can you believe this? Now, this was all for a Twitter handle. Unbelievable. A Twitter handle. The teenagers targeted Herring because they wanted his Twitter handle. Can you guess what the Twitter handle was? I'll give you a hint. He lives in Tennessee. Okay, it's at Tennessee. Apparently, he had at Tennessee. He acquired it in 2006. He was reluctant to sell the Twitter handle. I don't know if they made him an offer. And they were like, okay, you're not going to sell? All right, we'll see what happens when we send an army to your front porch, sir. Now, apparently, law enforcement is on top of this. One of the swatters, 18-year-old Shane Sonderman, sentenced to 5 years in prison. This is amazing. Good. And then we have a co-conspirator is a British teenager who was not extradited to the U.S. This is like a worldwide group of people that are trying to intimidate people to hand over their Twitter handles and whatnot. This seems like a crazy thing to spend your time doing. Mark Herring was, is that his name, Mark? Anyways, Mr. Herring was one of the five people targeted by these teenagers as part of a scheme to acquire social media handles that then they sell on internet forums, according to the indictment. I don't know, how much money do they get for these things? Like, how much is at Tennessee worth? Like, I don't know, a couple thousand? Is it really worth it? All of this? You're going to go to jail for a long time for swatting people. It says here the swatting, which I still can't get over this verb, a swatting. I've never heard of this. The swatting took place in the evening. It was prompted by Sonderman making a call to the police saying that a murder had occurred at the residence and that pipe bombs were currently on the property. So he reported not just a murder, but bombs. So basically, you're going to get like a bomb squad slash SWAT team showing up at a house. Oh, they actually give a definition of it. It says swatting is the act of calling the police on an innocent person with a false claim that the individual is an active shooter, a kidnapper, or any other type of hostile criminal. And apparently the swatting prank has a long history in the streaming community. It has been done to some famous Twitch streamers, it says here, that who I've never heard of. I guess this is a streaming thing. You guys, hey, streamers, stop swatting people. It's absolutely unacceptable, and it's going to lead to deaths. I mean, in this case, the guy had a heart attack, but you can imagine someone getting shot. like the cops come in, and you're holding a whisk, and they think that it might be a weapon of some sort because they got to make a split-second decision. Does this person have a weapon or not? I've been told that there are bombs and weapons in here. They're going to assume whatever you're holding is deadly, and you're going to get shot in the face. Like, this is how it's going to go down most times. Unfortunately, in this incident, it was a heart attack. But all of this could have been avoided. All you had to do, instead of going all out, full force to get at Tennessee, because really, who cares? It's the state of Tennessee. Is it really worth that much? You can just get at Tennessee also. There you go. And it's free, and no one has to get swatted. An impenetrable doomsday music vault will be constructed near the North Pole. Oslo's Elier Management Group is planning a doomsday music vault located in the Svalbard Archipelago, midway between Norway and the North Pole, with the facility aimed at storing recordings for at least 1,000 years. According to the media, the Global Music Vault is looking to use future-proof digital storage to house what they consider important music recordings, ranging from the work of the Beatles to Australian indigenous music. I don't see anywhere in here where they're going to be including my Florida songs. I've written some original Florida-related music. I think that should be in the music vault, stored for future ears to hear. Future fans of Weird AF News, after I'm dead and gone, are going to want some of this stuff, okay? It's very important cultural art. Now, the company that's attempting to build the music vault is in conversations with a Norwegian-based firm who currently run the Arctic World Archive, which is a similar vault that houses copies of artifacts such as Vatican Library manuscripts and Rembrandt and Edvard Munch paintings. Yeah, so there's already a place up there that's... Yeah, they're just trying to keep a record of our cultural creations over the centuries, just in case we blow ourselves to smithereens and then an alien lands here and they go, well, these people that were here, we see some skeletons, but were they able to make any good beats? Let's see if we can find some beats. What else did they do? As far as I can see, Captain, they just made porn, copious amounts of porn. I've found the porn vault. It's untouched. No pun intended, Sergeant. Now, they have a certain technology for this storage. It's a migration-free storage built to withstand the kind of extreme electromagnetic pulses that could result from a nuclear explosion, which could permanently damage electronic equipment and wreak havoc with digital files. Oh, that answers a question that I had in my mind, because I was thinking to myself, okay, well, you guys can house, I don't know, 1,000 pieces of digital music and sound. But, like, I could do that, too, on my hard drive. So I was wondering. But this is a special hard drive, apparently, built to withstand nuclear war, which my hard drive certainly won't. It also says here, for security reasons, Svalbard's low temperatures and dry permafrost environment will discourage folks from visiting the area and trying to trespass and get at these digital files. Well, unfortunately, the low temperature and the dry permafrost environment is only going to be temporary, guys, because it's melting. It's melting pretty soon. Pretty soon it's going to be like it's going to be a seaside resort right next to our music vault up there. I got a quote here from one of the scientists that's working on this, apparently. We want to preserve the music that has shaped us as human beings and shaped our nations, yes. Yes, yes, we want to preserve the music, yes, in a big giant vault. Yes, I like vaults. Yes. I'm building a very big vault. You should see the size of my vault. Ugh, you cannot build bigger vaults than me. Lockdown vault, you like it? Yes. I'll put things in there like music. What do you like? Schopenhauer. Do you like the Beethoven? What about the Rage Against the Machine? We love it. We love it in Svalbard. We love the rage. Yeah. Who decides what music goes in this vault? I think we should all have a vote, is what I'm saying. Because I know you're going to not include some bands that need to be included. You know, when aliens come here after we've blown ourselves up, I want them to discover Rage Against the Machine and the Beastie Boys. And I don't think you're going to put them in there. I really don't. And I think they should represent, you know. I want the aliens should be hearing Sabotage, you know, and Bulls on Parade. This is my opinion. It's very important music. Cultural milestones, in my opinion. What about Weird Al Yankovic? You're probably not going to include any Weird Al Yankovic. You're going to be like, that is much too weird. This Weird Al Yankovic, what is this? Songs about strange things. No, I don't think we include them in the vault. Yes, you should. Weird Al should be in the vault forever and ever. What bands do you think should be in the vault forever, guys? Call my show and tell me. What bands do you think won't be included that should be, more importantly? Because you know they're only going to go mainstream, right? They're only going mainstream. 646-450-2012.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
A teacher is going to jail for pooping on a gay couple's yard. A very sad, twisted individual. A retired teacher is going to spend 20 days in jail. That's it. For littering on his neighbor's yard. Littering, they call it. Yeah, littering. Littering his bodily fluids. How long was he doing this? He was defecating and urinating on their yard for years. They dubbed him the mad shitter, the gay couple who live in the home. Defecating and urinating on the yard for years. He gets 20 days in jail. How? How is that okay? There are people in jail longer than that for unregistered vehicles. Like, this is ridiculous, 20 days in the jail. If you're going to put him in jail for 20 days, he should be duct taped to a chair and people should be able to poop on his lap for 20 days. Just a pile of, a crewing pile of poop on his lap for 20 days. That seems fair. You know? No nose plugs either. This son of a bee is going to have to smell that crap. That crapola. What's his name? Terrible person. Jerry Dietrich says he repeatedly pooped on the men's yard because he's, quote, a Trump man. I'm a Trump man. And I poop. And they support Biden. So, yeah. What do you think, pooping on their lawn is going to get him not to vote for Biden? You're a little late there, Buster. They say he's just a bigot. Yeah, he is. And the abuse started when Obama was president. He's been pooping on their lawn for years. Who knows when it started? It goes way, way back. Way back to Lincoln logs. This is so ridiculous. I'm so embarrassed by my country that this shit happens. Unbelievable that the political climate in my country leads to this behavior. It's just so ridiculous. I apologize, guys. I apologize that you have to hear this. Those of you who live in a reasonable place, you can't believe it. Oh, this guy, Dietrich, he's proud of it, too. He confessed to doing the dirty deed. Yeah, I did it multiple times. Here's a quote. Multiple times. Yeah, I did it multiple times. I've been shitting on their yard for the past 10 years. He said it. He said he's been shitting on their yard for the past 10 years. He's proud of it. You're giving him 20 days. Are you okay, Justice Department? I've been doing it for years. You think he's going to not do it for more years? 20 days in jail, sir. Ma'am, you think so? Come on. It says here he always used to use 3 or 4 crumpled up restaurant napkins to clean himself and leave them on the yard as well. This guy. Okay. He didn't take the sprinkler to his little bidet butt. No, nothing like that. I'm surprised he didn't grab their cat and wipe his butt with that. This guy's terrible. It says here, Mr. Dietrich was also ordered to write a letter of apology to the gay men, and he will perform 30 hours of community service, and he was fined $232. Way to lay the smackdown, community, on this guy Dietrich for his hate crimes. Like, way to lay it down. You're gonna say you're sorry now, sir. Yeah, send over that that dishonest apology letter. Like that. Everyone's going to feel better about it. The gay men are going to love that. They're going to be like, oh, everything's fine. Shat on our yard for 10 years, but he wrote a letter of apology. Everything's all better now. How much did you fine him? $200? Oh, we feel so much better. 30 hours of community service, picking up the poop of others. Yeah. We're going to feel so much better. What I think is the most alarming part of this story is the fact that this guy at one time was a teacher. This guy's a teacher, was a teacher. The mad shitter was a teacher. Who knows? Who knows what was going on in those classrooms? I can't even wrap my head.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that weird news has been doing to me? It's making me lose my mind, guys. But thankfully, you guys are keeping me caffeinated so I can keep this train going, guys. This weird news train is going to keep on trucking along. And with the support of people like Paige Ross. Big shout out to Paige Ross. I love you, Paige. Paige Ross joined the Patreon. That's why I love her. Please welcome Paige Ross to the Patreon, everybody. Can you? All right, everybody. On three. Let's welcome Paige Ross. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Welcome, Paige. Please enjoy the extra Weird AF content that lies within the vault, also known as the Weird AF News Patreon. It is a vault of extra Weird AF crapola. So please enjoy that, Paige. And I appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining the Patreon, Paige. Patreon page. Paige is a great name, by the way. Paige Ross, great name. Also, someone sent me some coffee. Someone bought me coffee. Dave and Sharon, it says here, bought me multiple coffees. So lots of love to Dave and Sharon for supporting the show. I appreciate you very, very much. That's another way you can support the show, by buying Jonesy coffees. Dave and Sharon, unbelievable. I assume this is a lovely couple that enjoys the show. I'm sure that you guys enjoy your morning coffee listening to my show, and you wanted to repay me with some coffee, and I appreciate that very, very much. Maybe one day we can have coffee together. That would be fantastic. I like whiskey in my coffee. Please have a bottle at hand. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah, if you guys want to buy me coffee or join the Patreon, there's a place for that. It's called the official Weird AF News website. What is that website, Jonesy? Well, can you take a guess? All right, I'll tell you, because you don't feel like guessing. It's hot. You don't want to use your brain. I got it. Okay, so it's weirdafnews.com. Type that shit in. Go there and buy me a coffee or join the Patreon. The Patreon's a more of a commitment because it's a monthly pledge, but you can pledge as little as $2. $2 is great. That's a half a coffee a month for me, or half a beer. And then you get all that extra weird content, so that's pretty cool. And you can you can communicate with the little Weird AF community that we have in there, too. That's a lovely thing to do. Feel like you're part of a little community. We all need communal love, guys, you know, don't we? Anyways, you can email me if you have articles, as always, or just to say what's up. FunnyJones@gmail.com. And if you'd like to rate and leave a review of the podcast, you can do that on Apple Podcasts or Amazon. Both places would be helpful. If you have two accounts, one in each, do it. Just do it. Really, wow me, man. Wow me.